right, we're going to call our meeting to order at 18:30. Everyone is here. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Kurt, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes from December 20th?
Yes.
Okay.
I propose that we approve the minutes for December 20th, 2023.
Okay, second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Action item Resolution 2024-01, approval of Daniel Boone as the appointed board alternate.
There he is. So we're going to do this action item first so we can go ahead and get him approved, and then we can swear you all in at the same time.
Great. Okay. All right, do we have a motion to approve?
I motion that we approve Resolution 2024-1, the approval of Daniel Boone as an appointed board alternate.
Excellent.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. All right, new board member swearing in.
Okay. I need everyone except Steve and Mark. Well.
We'll take pictures. Or Kaylee, if you have a phone, you can take pictures. We'll go this way. Mark, we come over here. Oh, no. They're going to just do it right there.
So did I.
And I believe you can come up here.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll all raise your right arm and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Kurt Pollack.
Having been elected or appointed.
Having been elected or appointed.
To the office of.
To the office of.
Board trustee.
Board trustee.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge
the duties of my office with fidelity.
The duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You should all have a form.
Can you get in there and get a picture with them? Yeah, do it. Do it. Hey, Daniel, he's going to get a picture with you guys.
Okay. I'm not going to stand too close.
Yeah, like,
oh, yeah.
Some of us are, yeah.
Just hold your breath. Stop. Do you two want to get in?
Yeah.
Ready? Okay.
Thank you.
I held my breath a long time.
Okay.
All right, firefighter recognitions. Chief?
Okay, so we've got quite a few that are here with recognition of new certifications. So, Chief Brown's going to go over those.
Awesome.
All right. We've actually had quite a few certifications lately. First is Dan Gans, Officer 1.
I got it. Hold on.
Chris Unsworth. Unless you want to be in the picture.
In every picture. Perfect. Thank you.
There you go. Captain Dunsworth, sorry.
Next, we got Rachel Walden with Wildland Firefighter 1. Good job.
Thanks.
Good job, Rachel.
John, I'm just sending these all to you.
What's that?
I'm just sending these all to you.
And then next, we got Brandy Garcia for Apparatus Driver Operator Aerial.
Come on, Brandy.
You don't need your boots. You don't need your boots.
I saw her run away.
I'm not getting you from the knees down.
Now you
focus. Oh, sorry, your slippers.
Make sure you get the slippers in the photo.
Good job, Brandy.
You're good.
I got it.
Oh, I didn't know if you were feeling good.
Then next we have Xander Patterson with Wildland Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2.
Nice.
Nice job.
Thanks. And then last we got Chris Chavez with his Firefighter 1.
Trying to talk about.
And then we have Tim Lund. Tim Lund has now, within the year of 2023, has accomplished his Firefighter 1, Firefighter 2, Hazmat Awareness and Operations, EMT Basic, and now his Intermediate
Advanced
EMT.
Good boy.
Wow. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Still married.
I was going to say, wow.
So, but we have something else to present to you, so you got to come up. Tim was in the midst of all that training, and he didn't make it to the Christmas party. And so this was to be presented to him for his dedication to training in 2023. So, good job, Daniel.
I'm worried. You got to tell people to hold.
Okay, next on our agenda is the new firefighter swearing in.
Who is here to be sworn in? If you have not been sworn in yet, raise your hand. Come
is
on
that
out.
Me?
If you haven't been sworn in yet.
Oh, you're fine. You can leave it on.
John, did you dress up?
Yeah.
Okay. Is everyone that needs to be sworn in?
Xander, have you?
Yes, okay. Yeah, so did Rachel.
I don't know if I have or not.
Pardon? I don't know if we've done it as the PIO, so I don't think we get.
I just didn't dress up.
I think he's on your list.
He's not on my list.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, because
he's on my list, but it's a different list.
Okay. All right. So just repeat after me. When it gets to the office of, state what office you're in. So, officer, firefighter. Okay.
Would it be firefighter EMT?
Yeah.
Firefighter's the.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I
Dakota Sumwalt.
Having been elected or appointed.
Having been elected or appointed.
To the office of.
To the office of
firefighter.
Information officer.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Thank you.
Thank you. You all have to stay there.
And you guys have to fill one of those papers out. Sanders can get it.
Without staying.
Practice.
I'll have a new one.
No, it's got my shirt fixed.
We'll have to.
I know, I gotta get Chris.
Well, we need new ones besides this. These are like 2 years old.
This one's too big.
You know what? After this meeting, let's just get with them and just get a big order. At least get more info
for us.
Okay. Because it's perfect time because we have two new ones.
Well, we all should get brand new ones, even a different color than gray. Let's go blue or black or something.
I think black is blue, yeah. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get with Chris.
We have to vote on that.
I don't think so.
No.
Thank you.
Did we get that crap with it out with your neighbor?
Oh, they just said I have no access to a credit card, so nothing, so nobody, they don't investigate. Oh, yeah.
Does this surprise you after that way or no?
No, no.
Oh,
no, he's like, he's called on every neighbor. Every one thing or another, and police have been by. I really want the police to come by and, you know, go in. Oh, yeah, what's going on? Nothing, nothing ever happened, so.
Sure.
And my wife won't let me call Alice that boy. I said, well, I'll talk to her next time I see her.
Well, okay.
Chase, I'll be your family.
Huh?
You do it.
Come on. I'll be up to the family.
Am I doing it all together?
Yeah, okay.
I just want it all. It's okay. Aww. Just get in just a little. Thank you. Three,
dang
two,
it.
One. Get.
Yeah.
Okay. Good forever. Job, guys.
Hey, Chief.
Stacks, man.
That's going to give us the monthly status report.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Current, we are at run number 66 today. 97 since the last board meeting. 80 was last year on this date, so a little busier, a lot more snow. Overlapping call volume, 4 calls since the last board meeting, 19% since last January, for a total of 232 overlapping calls for the year of 2023. Another data point that I wanted to start kind of drawing out with the firefighter swearing in and bringing on a lot of new volunteers is every 30 days there are 90 24-hour shifts that are filled by full-timers. That leaves 30 open 24-hour shifts to be filled by part-timers or volunteers. In the past month or 30 days, we've had 18 volunteers work a 12-hour shift, 10 volunteers work a 24-hour shift. We had 7 open 24-hour shifts and 12 open 12-hour shifts. So basically, they are filling the holes that we have on a regular basis. So, and thanks to the men and women out here who are doing that. So I'm not totally sure how to report that best, but we're working on it. But something to bring in every board meeting. You guys will hear how many shifts they're closing. They're closing that gap.
Perfect. Thank you.
Significant events. We had 12 responses to I-80. All of them were MVAs. Some of them, 3 of them were canceled en route, but they were all MVAs. One structure fire on Gunderson Circle. That was very simple. It was 9 degrees that night with a 12 mile an hour wind. So I'm glad it was simple. Accomplishments, 10 firefighters went to and came from Winter Fire School in St. George. Recruit Academy started January 9th with 25 students. We started actually with 28 and we've kind of fluctuated up and down. Now we're at 25. 2 paramedic students started January 8th with UVU. 2 firefighters started with their prerequisites for paramedic school with USU. This morning, all of us except for Captain Unsworth, because he had to stay here and work, we went to meet with Senator Sandel and Senator Thatcher this morning to talk to them just some I-80 grants, just kind of giving them the update on who we are and getting us in front of them during legislative session. Planning. New hire orientations, February 24th. You'll hear more about that. And then, so you'll hear more. You might have even seen some of the emails going around. Goal setting, target solutions for 2023. My goal presented to all the firefighters was to be 100% caught up. That means that nobody was behind, overdue, and we were at 97%. So Close, very close. And then back in the kitchen, there are sheets which are tracking our driver training. My goal for 2024 with everybody is that they're all caught up with all their position task books for driving all the apparatus. They're doing a ton of work within their driver training. So that's a focus for 2024.
Perfect.
Anything else? Any questions?
How many with each department are in the training? With Jason?
We have 12 with North Twilla, 4 with Grantsville, I think 10 with Twilla City, 2 from Vernon, none from Rush Valley, Stockton?
One Stockton.
Hmm. So we have the majority. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Is Francis okay. still the lead instructor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Excellent. All right, Fire Marshal Monthly Report.
So start with some good news. We were able to present an award to Lake Point Auto Recycling. They had gone and they picked up Regina's place and have gone through and cleaned it up. You probably noticed. They've packed all the cars, given us trailways back for the fire engines. The insides, you can actually see floors, and they've really done a great job. Drilled some core samples to see how much oil has been released. Chief's idea was to go ahead and present him with an award, and we were able to do that at Lake Point City Council last week, and it was so neat. Things are happening for us. We're still being impacted by home-based businesses. There's many. We do maybe four or five a week, three or four a week. Lots of people are doing that. We have had to do a stop work on the CTC fab shop. They started building the building without fire hydrants.
Is this that brownish?
The black and red building up there that you can yeah. see from wherever. So we're working with them to get the fire hydrants in before any more work gets done. Also, while responding to a call last week, we found, I've been working with Brian Slade of the health department. We found a gentleman who was illegally dumping waste from all the car washes. So he's vacuuming all the car washes, allegedly, and then dumping it in his field, and then letting the water contaminate. So, like I said, working with Brian Slade, will be meeting over there Wednesday morning. Any questions for me?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, it's our first public comment of 2024. Anna, does anybody have any public comment? No? Okay, anybody online? Nope. Okay. Next is the bills review.
Everybody have a chance to see the bills from last meeting? Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next is the nominations for 2024 board offices and positions, chair, vice chair, and treasurer.
So I would suggest you do these one at a time. The only qualification is that to be the chair, you have to have been on the board for at least a year.
I nominate that Rick is the board for next year.
I was going to say lifetime. I will.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Or do we vote on them now? Or
There's a resolution later to do the official votes, but if you want to decide now, that's fine. It'll just be approved as a resolution.
Okay. The vice chair position. Would anybody?
I'll happy to take that.
Okay. I'll second Mark for vice chair.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I will nominate Stephen for treasurer again.
PH.
I'll second that.
Stephen Manzi.
Yep.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Still have the second on that?
Mark did. Perfect.
That was easy. Easy peasy.
Contract review. Update all conflict of interest and ethical behavior forms.
Okay. So if you guys all grab them, then you have the forms. Mm-hmm. If there's anyone out here, all firefighters, all members need to fill out an ethical behavior pledge. So if you want to grab it tonight, otherwise I'm going to be tracking you down later. Employees, not the volunteers, but the employees also need to do a conflict of interest form. Okay.
Did this right?
What?
Do we have to do this too?
I don't know. That's next. Oh, she's going to tell us.
Have some pens. They kind of disappeared.
Ethical.
I think I did this right though.
Including the admin staff. So you need Kaylee, Jason.
Was there one already open?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we took them all.
Do we fill this one out, Cassandra?
Yes.
And the conflict of interest form?
Conflict of interest form.
Oh, should I?
Yeah. So the conflict of interest form is for all board members and employees.
Everybody?
The conflict of interest form is for all the board members and all paid employees. If you have, if you work at another fire department, please list it on there. It's just disclosing that you're working somewhere else. It's not against the rules. It's just so we know where you're working. If you are a president, partner, sole proprietor of another business or a corporation or something, list if you know list that. And if there's a conflict, if not, you can just list that it is. So this is not anything that is precluding you from doing your job right now. Is just listing potential conflicts of interest. Okay.
Okay. Okay. We'll have to figure out.
Are there any questions, Cassandra, while she's standing here?
Yeah. Cass, on this non-disclosure agreement, so mm-hmm. this agreement is entered into
22nd day of January 2024. By is that our name?
So by is you. Yeah.
And then the behalf of the NTFD and.
Let me think. How did we do that before?
It's going to be you, chair and me.
Yeah. So it'd be between the chair and the person. Okay. So, yeah.
So we should be the lower one, and you should be the upper one.
That will be printed. Correct.
I don't know.
Just as long as your name's on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
The business is recognized.
Yes.
Put your name on
there. Okay, so for instance, board member Boone just asked if we have business with Verizon. Yes, we do. It's one of our vendors. So, you know, if you work at a particular company,
I think that's good. Oh, NTF board chair. Oh, no, that's correct.
It's a conflict of interest, just you know, on our part. So, if it's declared as a conflict, as a potential, or that you're working somewhere, then in the audit, it's good that we have these.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right. Old business discussion of the board workshop.
So you all should have received a memo which mm-hmm. talked about strategic planning, and really it just comes down to what dates work best for you all. And looking and with working with Cassandra to make sure there's no Recruit Academy on that Saturday, stuff like that. So she's doing that. So she also controls the schedule. So
is there a way we can get like a couple dates?
Yeah, she's gonna get them.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So we had worked them out.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to look at the
what
calendar?
Am I doing?
Look at the calendar
for the workshop dates.
Workshop dates. There was, I think, one date in February and one date in March.
Yeah.
Potentials.
Okay, so in February, we can do the 10th. I assume we want it on a Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, so the only Saturday available in February is the 10th.
I'm available on the 10th.
If you want to go into March, then we have the 9th.
I'm good on the 9th.
Or the 23rd.
I'm also good on the 23rd.
I would do the 23rd or February 10th. But.
February 10th works for me.
10th.
February 10th?
I think so. I have two young kids, so.
Okay.
I mean,
so are we
worst come to worst, I might just have to phone in.
Like? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. February 10th, we're going to plan for
it. What time?
That is up to you. What time?
What's the time? What's the time
I'm
going to
say no earlier than 10, so I don't do mornings, but you guys do what you want.
How long is it?
I had estimated anywhere between 4 and 6 hours. So if we did 10 to 2, I think that would work.
Okay.
Let's do 10 to 2.
Okay. Yeah, that should work just fine.
And we will make sure there's lunch so we can work straight through.
Great.
And you'll send out a more detailed
right.
agenda.
So there's a more detailed agenda to come as to yeah. what we can discuss.
And if you guys have anything that you want to discuss,
right.
let us
yes.
know ahead
oh,
of time
sure.
so we can prepare it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Next is the Stansbury Remodel RFQ/RFP discussion of progress.
I'll let you.
Okay. So last week we had the qualifications were due. We sat down, we went through, we had 7 qualifications. They met the qualifications. We had 7 of them that applied. 4 of them that actually met the qualifications. So we picked the 4. Now we've invited them to the site visit, which is tomorrow. And then after the site visit, then they'll be allowed to do their for their bids.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Great. Our goal is to start March 1st.
Okay. Oh, great. So. You think you'll meet that goal?
It's a little aggressive.
It is a little aggressive.
So far, we've hit every date, so.
Good. Cool.
Yes.
All right. New business grants discussion, upcoming applications.
Just wanted you to all be aware, January 29th opens the Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. There are 5 programs within that, or 5 grants to apply within that. We're not going to apply for a SAFER grant because we're already under that. We will apply for PPE under equipment. There'll be a vehicle. We don't know what vehicle yet, and we don't. Buck and I are trying to figure out what to apply for fire prevention and safety.
Okay.
We applied for BRIC funding, which is called Building Resiliency Infrastructure in Your Community.
Wow.
So we turned that in the first week in January. And so far, you know, it's like if you hear nothing, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't heard a whole lot. They're working, they're reviewing it right now so that it can go to the federal level. It's right now at the state level. So
excellent.
Kim Clausing also submitted the EMS 2025 application.
Yes. Awesome. Kim, did you have any update for grant applications or anything that you wanted to say?
Just that we're also looking into the RISE one. The RISE is qualifications are some of it are for if you're around a port or there's discussion of the inland port being around us, we may qualify because of an inland port and it's for structures and it's mainly linked to highways, but we might qualify. So
cool. Okay. Next is our second public comment of 2024. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say? Nope. Okay. Don't worry, you'll still have another chance.
One last.
Action items, resolution 2024-02, election of the 2024 board officers.
We've done that, didn't we? We have to do it again.
We need to approve the resolution.
Okay, yeah. We have a motion to approve resolution 2024-02.
Make a motion we approve resolution 2024-02, election of 2024 board officers.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No? Okay. Next is the approval of the 2023 fourth quarter bills, which were October, November, December.
I propose that we approve the 2023 fourth quarter bills for October, November, and December.
Seconded.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, next is the board calendar.
All right, so we're going to add February 10th to this as our work session. February 21st, 6:30 p.m. is our next board meeting here at Stansbury. Does it still work for everybody?
Yep.
Okay. March 20th, 6:30 here at Stansbury would be the one in March. So we'll go that far out right now.
Okay.
Excellent. District events.
Right now we've got the Recruit Academy going on that Chief talked about, and students in paramedic school, and we're busy enough with that.
So. Yes, quite.
Okay, public concerns. Now we've changed from comments to concerns. Is anybody concerned? You'd like to share with us? I don't know. Okay. All right, do we need a closed session?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
A motion that we adjourn the January 22nd, 2024 meeting.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 1900 on the dot.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. There's a lot to do.